Rather than focusing on what we don't have and what we can't do, what if we
God,
focused
yeah.
more on, oh, I can sit out of bed this morning, or oh, I just went 30 minutes and didn't have pain. Like, what if you started to
Yeah.
acknowledge the times that you weren't in pain, or acknowledge what you were able to achieve? If we focused on the wins rather than what we don't have or we can't do, we automatically take out that negative portion. And I'm
Sure,
telling you,
sure.
like, people think that this is crazy, but this is
No, I love it.
everything.
Yeah, I think so.
Everything.
You're listening to the Christoph Lewis Podcast, a podcast where I have conversations with inspirational people. My name is Chris, but my family calls me Christoph. My goal is to have as many conversations as possible with people who have forged their own path by pursuing their dreams, making them a reality, all the while emitting positivity and sharing this knowledge with others. I seek these people out and share this information with you, proving to the world that you can do what makes you happy and do what you want for a living while being a good human being. We'll talk about careers, but we'll also cover any story that inspires. Let's do this while helping each other. Thanks for listening. I'm happy you're here. Hey everyone, welcome to Christoph Lewis Podcast. This is conversation number 82, and I'm absolutely excited that you're here for yet another episode of Conversations with Inspirational People. My guest today is the one and only Jen Esquire. You may know her as Doc Jen Fish. She is super awesome and super fun to talk to. In this conversation, we talked about a lot of things. But essentially, I had an epiphany, or she helped divulge some information from my past. I was like, you guys know I'm struggling with this neck injury. I can't work out. It's been 4 years in the making, and she helped me realize that it's attached potentially, most likely, more than likely, probably, to these emotions that that came with this incident that occurred in the military. So it's something I'm going to work on myself. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, that probably makes sense since you haven't listened to the podcast yet. But it was super incredible. She is so informative, and I love how well-rounded she is between the mind and the body and interconnecting the two. She's not like, she's a doctor and she's a great doctor at that, but she goes beyond that. She goes beyond the physicality of everything, and she's attaching the body and the mind, and they're both connected in more ways than you could possibly ever think. And to me, it was just so intriguing and so interesting, and I could not wait to share this conversation with you all. So I hope that through my experimentation, we were using me as like the experiment in this. She was like helping me with some things, and I was joking about it in the beginning, and it turned out to be like I was the case study. So I hope, like, if you're struggling with something physically or mentally, that you're able to apply some, if not all, of the things that we talked about here, and I hope it helps you too. So we talked a little bit about her career transition, but like we talked a lot about the other things I just talked about. So there's a lot of good things here to take away from the conversation. I hope you enjoy it as much as I did. You can find this conversation, all the contemplations as well, on christophlewis.com/podcast. You can find me on Instagram at Christoph Lewis. So without further ado, welcome to the Christoph Lewis Podcast.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
It's a pleasure. I was just telling you, it's so cool to finally be doing this. Our lives are so hectic, so I'm like super pumped for this.
I know. It was a little back and forth there, but we finally got it.
Yeah, but
got a time in.
Yeah, like such is life though, right? I mean, like you got to be flexible, and if you want to talk to somebody, you will find the time. Maybe not now, but eventually you'll make it happen. So I really do appreciate it. I was so excited to talk to you for so many reasons. Selfishly, the only reason was because I have had this neck injury for like 4 years. So like
oh, no.
I'm actually going to use the whole entire 30 minutes just to talk to you about my neck and not anything else.
That's what's happening when you're rounding.
Yeah, I got a, you know, I was in the Navy for 9 years, and like 4 years ago, I got out last year, 4 years ago, I got this neck injury, and then it got way worse this year. I can't even work out or anything like that. So I know how crazy it can be for people, like, and like jumping right into it before we even like introduce you even more. Like, I know how like detrimental not working out can be to the mind, because I've gone, or I started to go like really crazy really quick, because I've been working out my whole entire life. Like, fitness was a huge part of my life, but like flash forward to it happening like 3 months ago now. I can't work out, so I substitute it like reading. Like, I'm reading a ton. I'm reading a book a week for a year now, and I like substituted this like really shitty thing that happened with like a learning thing. And like, I still miss working out, but
yeah.
I would say like try to substitute it. So Pretty crazy there. But I want to know, in your own words, I want to do like a micro synopsis, a synopsis of who you are for the people that are listening.
Oh, man. Well, I'm better known as Doc Jen Fit on Instagram, yeah. I would say, but I am a doctor of physical therapy here in Los Angeles. And I've been able to transition a lot of what I do to educating people in the masses through my social media, which has been absolutely amazing. Like, it's meant more to me. You know, my social media started as like a purely fitness type thing where it was just like, oh, look what I can do with my body and how cool. But then it transitioned to a lot of education. And I so 100% appreciate that people appreciate that aspect even more.
I love it.
Like,
I love it.
The fact that they come to my page because they want to learn.
Yeah.
And I've been able to connect it a lot more with my own life experiences, because I always say, like, listen, you don't have to hit rock bottom in order to learn. Same with pain in your body. You don't have to have the pain in order to learn how to quote unquote prevent it. We can't prevent pain necessarily, but we can adapt our bodies in order to start to learn and become aware of what we need.
That totally makes sense. And I love how you utilized social media. Like, you specifically called it out. I talk all the time. Like, people are probably sick of me saying, like, because I see people talk like negatively about social media as like a detrimental to your brain and it's this drug or whatever. And I'm like, dude, like, there are awesome people out here, like Doc Jan Fit, like going out there and just like crushing it, reaching like hundreds of thousands of people and like good things, and like people want to learn that way. So let's like give it to them via this tool, and you can use it for positive however you like. And I absolutely love that. And that's like one of the many pillars I talk about on the podcast, is helping other people. So I want to know, like, why did you, like, you could have just like been a doctor, you know, and done all these awesome things for yourself, which are super incredible, but you could have stopped there, you know. You could, and you just keep on going. You keep on going with like the social media, and I guess like becoming a doctor, especially like physical therapy, like you're helping make people better over a long amount of time. But why did you want to get into this career field?
You know, for me, it was just kind of following what my passions were in. Like, even in high school, I loved anatomy and biology and learning. And I was a gymnast for 9 years, so I loved like body movement in general. I was coaching gymnastics, and then. So moving into college, I was like, well, kinesiology is the only thing I connect with, because it's literally the study of human movement. So I was like, might as well go into that. I loved anatomy and continuing to just learn about the body. I fell into teaching Pilates, and again, just like, even just working with gymnasts, like, I'm taping an ankle. Cool, but why am I taping an ankle, and how can I adapt the body even more? And even teaching Pilates, it was like, okay, yeah, I'm working with someone in Pilates and I can modify around any pain that they have in their body, but why do they have the pain? So it was these continual questions that kept drawing me back to, you know, physical therapy would probably be the route for me. And at the time too, I looked at, you know, chiropractic at the time, I looked at it as, oh, this is just a quick fix, where physical therapy is actually the long-term fix, which isn't necessarily true. That was just in my head what I had at the time. So that's why I went down the road of physical therapy.
I think that's so cool. And you knew from an earlier age, it sounds like really early. Was it, you said high school, but was it even earlier than high school that you kind of knew that you wanted to do this stuff?
No, it was definitely in high school, because even in college, in doing kinesiology, I still didn't know that it was going to for sure be physical therapy. It was just, I knew that I loved studying anatomy.
That's so cool.
The body how it moved and learning that. I just, and then it finally, you know, came to like, okay, well, what do you do with kinesiology? Now you know how to talk to people and you know a little bit more about the body, but that doesn't really give you a whole lot. So it was from there deciding, oh, am I going to go to medical school? Am I going to go to chiropractic school, physical therapy school? Am I going to be a PE teacher? Am I going to be a gymnastics coach, a Pilates instructor? Like, what am I going to do with my life? And it really was, you know, observing a lot of physical therapists and seeing how they watched the body move or how they felt it in their hand. That really fascinated me and kept me saying, okay, how are they doing that?
That's so cool.
What more can I learn?
I think that's a good way to explain that, because like, what's like really attracting you to like, okay, so you like in a broad term, you knew like what you liked in like helping people and doing those types of things. But then you kept on like kind of funneling it down because one of the questions I get so much, and even like the question I asked of myself, like I'm in my 30s and like I'm still like, what do I really want to do? But I think it's like you always can be evolving, and it seems like you've always evolved, you know? So I think that's really important to note there. And I think that's cool to do that. Because not everybody's like that. Not everybody, especially I've talked to so many people. This is, you are my 82nd guest. Thank you. I think it's so cool. And a lot of people just, some people knew, I think one of the guys I talked to, he knew when he was like 9 years old. I'm like, holy crap. Like, that's nuts.
Yeah,
you know,
that doesn't happen.
It doesn't usually happen. He was, but this guy's a rare exception. He was like a TED speaker by like age 16 or something crazy. And then I talked to an author like 10 conversations ago. He didn't start writing until his late 40s. So it's like it's all over the spectrum. And that's why I like to talk to people and kind of see where they land on there. And you were somewhere there towards the early middle. But I think it's so cool that you took it that direction. You just continue to grow and continue to evolve.
Yeah. And that's why I always think that there's no, I mean, for across the board for anything, there's no one size fits all. Like you can look on my Instagram and see if it'll help your body, but I'm not going to guarantee you that these moves for your back are going to help your back pain. It might temporarily, it might, you know, cover up some symptoms, but it might not get down to the cause of why your back hurts or why your neck hurts or your shoulder. And that's what I'm constantly trying to push too. Like your body is so unique. Your journey is unique. You can't compare anyone's journey for anything. And there's no one way. And that's why I think it's crazy too when people are like, well, what should I do? Should I go into physical therapy? I'm like, I don't know. And that's not for me to determine.
I'm not going to tell you. Yeah. That's so cool. And it's, I'm not going to dig through all these books right now, but I read a book that was like talking about how different, they even had diagrams of like how, even like in internal organs, how like a kidney is a kidney is a kidney is a kidney, you think. Until you like you look at everybody's kidneys and you look at everybody's livers, and like, so obviously if that's true on the inside, it's true on the outside, you know, with our skeleton, with our muscles, with everything, how our body moves. And then, like you said, you kind of started even going into like your mind, right? So we're all so uniquely different. One, we should embrace that. But two, like just because it works for somebody else doesn't mean it's going to work for somebody else. And I just actually, I'm like getting excited now because I know you just like pretty much just linked the body and the mind together, and it's so interconnected. And that's why I felt, I know I'm physically broken right now, but that's why I've kind of felt like I've had this broken chain between my brain and my body lately because of that. But, and I can't wait to get into it, but it's so interconnected. And I love like starting my workouts in the day and just doing something hard in the day. And I would feel so refreshed throughout the day. I was more awake. I was like getting up earlier and I was more awake, and it was just incredible like that. And it seems like you kind of focus a little bit more on both of those things, like not just physically, because you're able to talk about this stuff to people that you talk with, whether on social media or clients, I'm sure. Like, do you focus on that as well?
Oh my God. Especially with who I work with in person, everything is, it goes back to how you're thinking about your pain.
Yeah.
And where this pain ultimately is coming from, which doesn't necessarily have to be physical. And that's what I think we get to realize as well. Like, your body's real good at healing itself. For tissue healing, it takes 3 to 6 months.
Wow.
So why is this pain continuing and why is it coming back? Like, that's where I go a lot with clients and patients. And a lot of time I get a lot of people crying on my table, and it's not because of physical pain that I'm inflicting and I'm pushing really hard.
You bully, you're a big bully.
But we're making that connection back, and pain is so emotional. And especially because we've been taught, I think from an early age and just a society in general, that pain is bad. And that's the number one thing that I want to get into people. Like, pain is not bad. It is a blessing to have pain, because if you don't have that signal that your body, that alarm system, then that's when something terrible can happen. You'll step on a needle because you don't feel it. You'll, you know,
that's
you'll put your hand on something hot, or an internal organ, which refers pain to your back or to your pelvis or somewhere else. You might be getting this physical pain, and unless you knew about it, maybe you wouldn't have gone to get the MRI and seen that it's actually from an organ. Like, pain
that's
is
crazy.
Actually something that's so necessary and a part of life. It's not anything we can directly prevent. We can't even say that this perfect alignment that I'm going to put you in is going to necessarily get you out of pain.
Yeah.
Study after study shows that that's not true.
Wow. That That's cool. I've never heard of it explained like that. Like, pain is good. I'm just going to, like, soak that up for a second. I think that's incredible. And again, I already see how it shifts right into your mind. Obviously, like, your pain, your mind recognizes that. But, like, a mindset, too, like, a lot of times I talk about, like, man, we go through some really shitty experiences in our lives. Mm-hmm. You know, loss of jobs, loss of lives, unfortunately. Like, just anything that you can think of as bad that's ever happened to you, pretty bad. But it's happened. And how are you going to grow from that? How are you going to move on from that? So whether it's like the physicality aspect of it, like you said, like what's done is done, but you know, what are we going to do to move forward? And like you said, it's just such a mindset shift, and the pain is good. I think that's so true. Cause like, if we didn't have those things, how are we going to know about it? And I can just, you know, think about my foot stepping on something like you were saying. So I think it's kind of good, again, pulling it back to the mind, like, okay, I've experienced something bad in my past. So my mind, foot has already stepped on that before, you know, I've already experienced that. That was really sharp. It really sucked. It hurt a lot. So how can I prevent my mind from keeping my body and myself from experiencing this again? And I think that's just probably some archaic way that we're evolving, you know, but, or yeah, that we've used to be. But I think that's so important, because if we're not, you know, if our body isn't remembering that pain, or if our mind isn't remembering that pain, then we're just going to, you know, keep on doing it over and over and over again. And 100%. Yeah.
And your body will guard itself, because if you continue to say that this is a bad experience, that this is scary, your body then goes into self-defense. Mm-hmm. And so especially, and I see this happen, I mean, in my experience, a lot more with women, but across the board, because we're all human.
Yeah.
it's like, all of a sudden, this pain comes on. You don't have time for pain, right? It's going to get in the way of your workout. It's going to get in the way of your work. It's going to get in the way of your family you have to manage, your relationship you have to manage, your finances. Like, pain, like, I don't have time for pain. Why is this here? So all of a sudden, I'm already putting a block between me and the experience that my body is having. So automatically, I'm saying, I don't have time for this. Why is this happening? What does that do? It's increasing my cortisol levels. So all of a sudden I'm guarding in my body. I'm getting really stiff and tight, and I'm telling my body that something is wrong, that something is bad. It's like a bear chasing you. Your brain doesn't know whether a bear is literally chasing you, or you're just repeating this vicious cycle within your mind and telling your mind how bad and how scary something is.
Hmm. Interesting. I try to apply that too, because I was like for me, I love to use myself as an example on the podcast, but like, it's been, I mean, 4 years is a long time to have pain. And at one point it was, I just took it as chronic pain. It was fine. I was able to lift. I was able to do everything overhead, everything I possibly could. And then I did the simplest thing. I got out of the shower and I dried my hair with a towel. Boom, spasm on the floor for a whole entire night. My wife had to like take care of me. It was crazy. And then ever since then, I've been going to physical therapy for 3 months, and I'm like, am I just like manifesting this pain that, like, I don't know. It's like so much, it's so intertwined between my mind and my body. And I'm like, totally. You know, am I causing myself this? And I try not to think about it. And then like, I can't sleep at night. And it's just, it's so weird. So I know other people are probably dealing with that as well. I mean, I'm sure you get a lot of clients like that, or people that you just talk to, you know, through Instagram or something like that. How, like, what do you tell to them? I mean, you kind of talked about it on more, but like, even in more so, like, can you give us maybe an example?
Yeah, totally. So the first thing I say is that you get to acknowledge your pain and be thankful for it. Which is the hardest thing. Like, why am I thankful for this thing that's causing me disease? And
yeah, I'm telling you right now, it's hard.
Yeah, and not allowing me to feel like I can be in my life. Yeah. Like, it's literally almost an identity crisis within what you're going through in your life.
Yeah,
like, for you saying that you like to work out, you like to be active, you like to exercise, all of a sudden that's taken away from you.
Yeah,
that's
life.
An identity crisis.
Yeah.
So, but again, you're not going to win by fighting and by pushing.
Sure.
And so no matter what someone does on you, I don't care if you have the best chiropractor who's adjusting you, which physical therapists do manipulations as well, or the best masseuse, or the best ultrasound, or, you know, pulsing agents, or whatever it may be that's on your body, whatever is being done on you is always a symptom relief.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't, anything that we do passively on the body is talking to the symptom, which is great,
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the same thing as saying, like, I bump my elbow and I grab it with my hand, right? My hand's not literally going to heal that bump from what I did. But what that touch stimulation sends a signal to my brain to tell my brain to calm down. And that automatically decreases the sensitivity of pain.
Wow. So it's all in my head.
Not that it's all in your head. Like, it's definitely it. Those signals come back down to that physical, and that's what you're feeling. Like, I never tell anyone you're not feeling pain. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Of course you're feeling pain, and I completely, like, sympathize with you, because I couldn't imagine dealing with that day in and day out.
Yeah.
That would be so...
It's pretty terrible, yeah.
It would be super exhausting for the body and for the mind and everything. So the first thing is, okay, can I acknowledge my pain and say, thank you for talking to me?
Thank you for talking to me. I'm going through this right now with you. Seriously, I'm doing it. Let's go.
and it is something that's so emotional. And when especially when a spasm happens, that is your body like grabbing onto you. Think about it when someone scares you and you take a deep breath and it scares you and everything gets really tight, right?
Yeah.
And your body comes into you, your hands almost like grip and your arms grip and your shoulders come up to your ears. That's almost like, think of that like a body spasm. Now think of that on a level of happening over and over and over again, because your body's in protective mode. That's what your body does when it feels like it needs to guard, when your brain feels like it's not safe, like something is happening and we need to protect you. So it's your body. It's also a gift of saying, oh, thank you for telling me, for protecting me, for feeling like something is wrong. Mm-hmm. Everything is okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay. We're okay. And I'm going to breathe through this. And if we can take you back into that parasympathetic system, because when we're in that stress, that spasm, we have more cortisol going out into the body, which increases our sensitivity onto our nerves, which increases that sensitivity of pain. So it's only increasing that pain response over and over and over again. So instead, can we emphasize on the breath out? Can we emphasize on the relaxing phase? And can I take my body into a place of safety? So that could mean laying down, closing your eyes. And I like to place the hands on like the low rib cage area and just start to almost like squeezing the rib cage and feeling where your body needs to breathe from that low rib cage belly area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And not forcing it, but allowing it to come in and taking like a shorter breath in and a longer exhale out. A shorter breath in and a longer exhale out. Think about it like going to get a massage. After you get a massage, it's like,
Yeah.
It is that whole relaxed state. So if we can get our body back into that relaxed state, at least for that moment, especially in a moment of spasm or pain or anything like that happening, you automatically are able to switch that pain response. And it's that first signal that I want to guide people back to, because you have the power over your body, over your pain. You are in control and you're not out of control. Your body's just speaking to you. And so if we allow ourselves to acknowledge it and to be grateful for it first and say, okay, what am I neglecting around that that might be contributing to this pain? Am I staying in a stressful job? Am I staying in a toxic relationship? Am I surrounded by friends who only tear me down and don't build me up? Am I not addressing any mobility within my body and I've only been lifting? Am I not addressing any strength and I've only been doing yoga? You know, like, what is it that I could be neglecting within my body that I'm not adding back in?
That's wonderful. I love that. And you essentially, you're like thinking about your environment, like things around you. You're not just focused on, again, in my example, like I'm not just focused on just my neck, like everything else. Yeah. And I'm thinking as you're speaking, you're saying, you know, I was lifting a lot. And actually, as I'm saying this, like I used to be an avid runner. I ran miles and miles a week. And I also lifted, and I was just doing more lifting and more lifting and more lifting. So maybe, I mean, it could very well be a possibility. You know, I'm not ruling anything out at this point, but, and what's done is done, of course, but maybe that was it. So I love that point that you're making there. It, to me, I always try to think like, well, how else is this applicable? And I think sometimes essentially what this is, generally speaking, is we're focusing just on the problem. We're just like, this is the issue. This is the issue. And this is the issue. So that like, this is the issue, like nothing else. None of these external factors are the issue. Yeah. Like none of these external factors are causing this pain. And gosh, I mean, how many things can we apply that to in our lives? I think that's just a great thing. And the way you describe that. So I think like maybe like pick your head up and again, like stop focusing about my neck and think about other things that are maybe going on. And I should really start listening to you and my wife, because my wife's like, why don't you start like yoga? You know, like, why don't you start doing that? At least you could do that now as soon as you get cleared by your PT, you know, and go do things
I
like
think
that.
It's also focusing on like the little wins of things instead of like not focusing at all on the neck. So instead of taking that completely out of the picture, because listen, it's a part of you and it's
very
real, loudly right now, right?
It's just screaming right now.
So rather than saying, okay, I'm going to try to ignore everything and just push that away, because that's not going to happen. So what if you started to say, okay, like I feel you, but oh, look, I can turn my head to the right.
Yeah.
And it might not be as much as I did before, but you're not going to acknowledge that it's not as much. You're like, oh, but I can still do this.
Yeah.
So rather than focusing on what we don't have and what we can't do, what if we focused more on, oh, I can sit out of bed this morning. Or, oh, I just went 30 minutes and didn't have pain. Or I didn't even think about it. Like, what if you started to acknowledge the times that you weren't in pain, or acknowledge what you were able to achieve? Or with your PT, you're like, oh my gosh, I gained that strength.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And if we focused on the wins rather than what we don't have or we can't do, we automatically take out that negative portion. And
sure.
I'm telling you,
sure.
like people think that this is crazy, but this is everything.
I love it. Yeah, I think so.
Everything.
Yeah, I need to do a lot better job at it. I love it. Yeah, absolutely.
And the fact is like because we want to take out that negative aspect is because it's already come into our atmosphere. Like as soon as you have pain, that's already a negative experience that we're having in our body. That's already this fear, this guarding, this thing we don't have time for. So rather than continuing this negative, like why it's wrong and bad and blah, 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 what if we started to acknowledge what I do have, what I can do, what I have in this moment, and focused on those, and eventually the other stuff is going to stop. I promise you that. Like your head is on your body, your neck is working.
I know. And I've already seen small strides, and I'm really going to work on it. And that's why I love like using myself as an example for, I'm looking around like there's nobody here in the room, but I'm like, I'm using myself as an example. I have no friends. No, I'm just kidding. But no. And like you said it in a couple different ways, even like gratitude, right? Like thinking to yourself and probably helps to say it like out loud. Like this is what I'm able to do. I'm able to get out of bed. Cause I know when I was quarantined to the floor for two separate nights in one weekend, phew, and I couldn't move. Like my wife had to take care of me. That's like a really scary place to be, right? So now I'm not there. I'm in a seat. I'm talking to you. I can move my head left and right, you know, like, and I wasn't able to do that. And so I think you're right. I think I'm so focused on that. And again, like we were saying earlier, like we have problems in lives, or we got fired from a job or whatever it is. Like literally, I think you can substitute any variable in. The physical one is just very real to feel because it's physical, you know, you feel it on your own body. But we focus so much on that. Like maybe like you're so stuck in the quicksand, you're only focused on the quicksand and how your body keeps on getting sucked in, but you didn't look around and see that there's a rope freaking hanging right behind you that you can grab onto or something, you know, like,
exactly.
So like you were saying again, like check out your environment, like just, you know, pick your head up. Don't be secluded to just and so narrow minded and essentially be naive on your own self. So focused. So I love that. And I know I will walk away from that because this is like so real for me. And again, I keep on pulling it even away from the physicality aspect of it too, because gosh, I mean, we all struggle with things. Life is absolutely crazy. And as much as we want to think we're doing a good job, sometimes it's like that black hole of like almost feeling sorry for yourself too. Again, wow, these bad things are happening to me. And then you keep on, it's almost like you start manifesting the crappy things that are happening to you. So perhaps you're manifesting the pain physically in your body, because if that's all you're focusing on, then clearly that's what you're going to feel. So no, that 100% resonates.
And it's not bad. And I like to take people back again, like even if it was like, you know, the environment that you're in, or you're your stress levels or your work or whatever it may be, and you know that that's heightening the situation, don't blame yourself.
Yeah.
Like, natural. It happens. And we live in this environment that's so go, 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 and we're supposed to be doers and constantly, like, we live in such a high-stress environment, so it's natural to happen, and it's natural to fall prey to that. So the first step is also acknowledging it and then saying, I forgive myself for allowing that to take over, or forgive myself, or just acknowledging in general. Like, I got in a car accident one time, and I do have imbalances throughout my entire body as well. I have scoliosis. I have
me too. Yeah.
I do. And so my right shoulder blade likes to act up in certain situations, especially with stress. So I got in a car accident. Everyone was fine. But the first thing that came on was my right shoulder blade. And I actually thought, oh my God, how cool. Because I know that this isn't a physical thing that's happening. Wow. This is literally because I'm in this stressful situation. And the moment I was able to acknowledge it, it went away.
Wow. I'm going to have to do some hard thinking about this stuff. This is cool. This is cool.
And I have so many clients that we're able to guide people back into understanding where it's actually coming from. Like, I've had clients who are like, you know, oh, well, I used to see clients on Mondays, and I would have, I had a client one time, and she was like, well, it was getting better on Saturday and Sunday. And I was like, dang it. I want my pain to be bad again because I'm going to see Jen tomorrow and da, da, da. And I was like, okay, like, I get that.
Yeah.
But what do you think was different, and why your pain was worse Monday through Friday, but suddenly got better Saturday and Sunday? And she's like, well, I wasn't sitting at a desk. And I'm like, okay, but were you sitting at home? Were you sitting in a car? Were you sitting? She's like, yeah. I was like, okay, so maybe we take sitting out of the picture. What else could it be?
Mm-hmm.
And when we really start to dig back, it's work in general, which not necessarily, okay, I'm going to quit my job. It's, no, but it's now being aware, okay, if it's my work environment that's stressing me out, what can I do in that time? Can I put on music? Can I talk to someone? Can I get out of my desk more and do things that make me happy or make me smile? Like, how can you shift your environment to understand that this is the stress that it is increasing the pain? Or I've had other clients, many other clients, where it's like, well, I went on vacation, everything went away. That's weird.
That's funny. Yeah, that is weird.
You know, and getting people back, like, I'm not going to be the one who's telling you. I'm going to maybe help guide you to discover it on your own. But I'm not the one who's telling you. I need you to figure it out. I need you to see where in your life things are changing. And maybe that even means journaling. Like, today I did this, this, and this. Oh, I noticed I had more pain during this. I noticed I had less pain during this. And if you start to look back at those occasions, you might even start to see patterning. Maybe it was sleep that was, maybe you got more sleep and that affected your pain differently. Maybe you ate differently and that affected your pain differently. You know, we get to look at the environment as a whole. And I think that is what I've learned the majority, and why I don't work in a typical physical therapy clinic anymore. Yeah. Is because there's so much more than just that physical portion. And there's so much more than just that neck pain or that shoulder pain. Your body is connected as one, and our environment is connected to our body.
I freaking love that. That's so cool. That's why I was so excited. I mean, there's a bunch of reasons I wanted to talk to you, and it's been so fun. And being able to just connect those things. I mean, that's been like the theme of everything we've talked about today, amongst all the wonderful information that you shared with us, is just everything is connected in one way or another. And what are you truly focusing on? And acknowledging the pain, to me, is one thing that stood out that you said, acknowledging it. And even more important to me, I even wrote it down as you were talking, you said, understand where the pain is coming from. And I know exactly when I had an injury 4 years ago in the military. I know when it happened, and I still have dreams about when it happened in the military. And I am definitely holding on to it in one way or another. So I'm going to think about that a lot tonight, and I'm really going to focus on that memory and how I'm attached to it. Like you said, the example of the car accident and how it flared up out of nowhere, and it, you know. So I think that's really interesting, the psychology behind that, how we have these memories and these emotions attached to these our physical self, our bodies is incredible.
Well, our brain literally gets neuro tags on your brain, and they're little, think of it like memories of what we remember that injury to be. And then your body goes into protective mode. like, oh, I can't do that. I need to protect it. Because what if that happens again? What if that injury happens again? What if that surgery happens again? Whatever mm-hmm. it may be. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. so also, even besides just thinking about it, placing your hand where that pain is and doing some breathing and meditation on that experience could honestly help it to okay. start to relieve.
Wow. That's incredible. I've thoroughly enjoyed this. Thank you. This has been I was like seriously joking about that in the beginning, but I like using myself, like I'm the pinata, like use me as the example. Cause like I said, and I, this is why I love doing the podcast, because it's like, I know I was struggling with this stuff, like my career transition out of the military and then all this other stuff that I'm dealing with. So I'm like, yeah. use me as an example, and I'm going to talk to some people and like, please feel free to like, you can, you know, like you do, and other people have used me as an example, and it's just like, it's cool, because it's like, all right, well, there's other people obviously that are struggling with you know, you broke your arm, like I got a buddy who broke his arm, he's super depressed about it, like things like that, obviously, like your bone is broken in that instance, but there's probably a lot of things that are going on with that as well, like we just talked about. And I know for me, like I know for a fact, like I said, there's an emotional attachment to that incident. So I can imagine other people have things like that as well. And I can't wait to move forward with that. And I just love how we're able to tie everything together, the body and the mind. And there was many reasons I wanted to speak with you, but like one thing I just noticed from seeing your content is just like, that's it. Like, it's not just like you said, like, it wasn't just like, I'm giving you content. This is PT. This is going to fix you. This is going to this. It was just like the body, the mind. If you want to learn this way, you can. If this is good for you, it is. Like, do it, you know, pay attention. But if it's not, it's not. Like, but this is what I'm going to do. And I'm going to do the best damn thing I can do to teach you. And it's not just the body. It's not just the mind. It's everything. And we were able to cover all of that. Thank you. This is so cool. I really appreciate it. Well, if people don't know where to find you, where can they find you?
Docked Unfit on all the things. So DocJenfit on Instagram mainly is where I'm at, but I am putting out more content on YouTube soon.
And, oh, cool.
Facebook is fun. Up there as well. So
yeah, awesome. Well, you guys will be able to check it out in the show notes and see all of the things, and that's cool that you're getting into YouTube and everything else. There's so many options out there. LinkedIn's been awesome for me lately too, so
great.
It's been really fun. But Jen, like I said, I really appreciate your time. I had a wonderful time, and I always hate when these end at 30 minutes, and I try to hold on as long as I can, but I appreciate it. Thanks so much. I'm glad we could finally do this.
Yeah, I know. Me too. Thanks for having me.
All right, see you. Have a good night.